23 minutes to 8 o'clock. I'm talking now about fundraising and talk about how corporates and the private sector can collaborate and help, especially given the impact of the unrest and the looting that we've had over the past week. And this has also impacted as well on certain NGOs, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, directly impacting so many communities. And think about this. NGOs, they're fantastic non-governmental organizations, and they distribute food out, and they make sure that people get their supplies and those who are destitute get their tummies filled. But what's happened over the past week with all the looting and all the rest? Well, some of that food's been taken. Some of these companies have been left in a really bad way. And maybe if you're in corporate, you can actually help them as well. So joining us to discuss this is Mama's Alliance fundraising consultant, German More. Hi, German. Good morning. Welcome to 702.
Good morning, Ray, and thank you for having us today.
Tell us more about Mama's Alliance. First of all, what is it?
So Mama's Alliance is a network of 37 non-profit organizations that operate in more than 75 sites, and they primarily take care of youth and children. About 60,000 of beneficiaries benefit from our centers across the country, and we provide support and assistance to children and youth through your early childhood development by making sure that kids, they get proper quality ECD education. And we also feed the children through our feeding schemes. One of the things that we also do is that we provide support to children through our after-school programs by ensuring that some kids in big rural communities, they have access to computers and they learn ICT at an early stage. And also we have youth and entrepreneurial programs that we run just to try and respond to the high unemployment, particularly in rural communities in South Africa. So the Mama's Alliance, we call it Mama's Alliance because 95% of the NGOs are led by women. And as the CSI, which is the fundraising team, we connect corporates to these reputable and well-established NGOs on the ground.
So the mamas are in charge. I like that. All your organization sort of led by the mamas of South Africa. How were you affected, though, with the looting and the unrest of the past week?
Yeah, what happened in the past 2 weeks is very sad. One of our partners in KZN 3, they've got a head office where they park all their cars, but they work in areas such as the deep rural areas in KZN, and also they work in the Eastern Cape and Limpopo. So they actually were impacted directly in terms of supply chains, because at the moment they're supposed to be delivering food parcels to their beneficiaries. They can't. They've got four of their cars vandalized, two were stolen. Their office were ransacked, and also they lost computers. So at the moment, it means everything that they are doing on a daily basis is put on a hold. And this means children will not be able to receive the support that they need, especially in rural communities.
Wow. Okay, so how can corporate South Africa get involved in helping them? Because at the moment, this has been the lovely thing, is that South Africans are picking up the ball and saying, what can I do? So what can corporate South Africa do to help?
Yeah, I think partnering with Mama's Alliance CSI agency is a win for South African companies, because we don't charge them a single cent if they decide to partner with any of our alliance partners, like Tree. But what we are appealing to South African corporates at the moment is to assist particularly Tree with in-kind donations, so we mean office furniture. Those who are able to donate computers, they can do so. And also, if they could find ways to assist them with cash, where they could be able to purchase things that they've lost in the past 2 weeks. But other than that, we also have advice for South African corporates, because we are also observing the lockdown regulations. So if they've got things that they would like to donate to our partners, they can drop them off, because it's much safer that way. And they could also look at donating cash so that NGOs can purchase food parcels and distribute to their beneficiaries I had the president, I think, 2 or 3 days ago saying that at least the supply chain won't, is going, things are going to come back to normal in the coming weeks. We should not worry about food insecurity.
Yeah.
So they will be able to purchase food parcels and distribute to their beneficiaries. And lastly, because we are working in the NGO space and most of our organization are started by Abu Mama and Gogo, who identified a challenge in their community and decided to do something about it. It is important also to find expertise in the corporate sector who can spend 6 to 7 minutes of their time or even more just imparting skills and knowledge to the NGOs with topics where they can focus on governance issues just to support them and be able to deliver quality service on the ground.
In fact, I think you're quite right, German. More now than ever. We've had Mandela Day and we've had our 67 minutes and many people have donated that amount of time to doing whatever a good cause it may be. But I think you would agree, and this kind of what you've been saying is that after this past week, we need that now more than ever.
We do need that support more than ever, and I'm really happy with the South African citizens standing up and just cleaning up the streets. And we need corporates to come on board and try to help as much as possible. So one of the things that South Africa struggles with is also hunger, and it is so unfortunate that people who loot at the stores, the stores, and also the malls, they are the same people who in the coming weeks or months, they are going to be needing food. And so what we have done last year as Mama's Alliance, we started a food gardening project where we helped our beneficiaries to start their backyard food gardens and also community gardens so that they can feed their families and also sell excess produce to generate income for themselves. And we are calling also on corporates to really support this project because it is very, very sustainable. We know food parcels are important, but we need to look at sustainable solutions for the future.
So where can interested parties contact the Mama's Alliance? What can they do?
Yes, they can get hold of us on our website, www.mamasalliance.com. They can call our office, 011-453-0531. And they can also send us email on info@mamasalliance.com. We are also available on social media platforms. Facebook, our Facebook page is Mamas Alliance. And also LinkedIn is at Mamas Alliance.
Sounds good. German More from the Mamas Alliance. He's a fundraising consultant. Good to have you on 702. Thank you.